For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's podcast was edited and adapted from The University of Hard Knocks by Ralph Albert Parlett, published in 1916. Nobody can give us or buy us an education. We earn it in the University of Hard Knocks. Books and colleges only give us some tools, some of the best tools in the world. We must use these tools in the school of service. It is the service, the struggle, the sacrifice, the overcoming, the achievement that brings us the knowing, the understanding, the success, the happiness, the strength, and the greatness of life. You who would be greatest among many, let you become the greatest servant. For greatness is merely the ability to carry great loads, to serve greatly. You cannot buy a great arm. You earn it in physical service. You cannot buy a great mind. You earn it in mental service. You cannot buy a great character. You earn it in moral service. Our philosophy of education is based on the belief that we only know what we have lived. We only understand what we have proven in the laboratories of our experience. We can't get something for nothing. We do not learn from books. We learn from bumps and bruises. We learn in the one great school, the University of Hard Knocks. Its playground is the universe. Its president is the Almighty. Here we learn all we ever know, and write it in the only book we ever own, the book of our experience. Every bump we get is a lesson. If we learn the lesson with one bump, we don't get that bump anymore. We get promoted to the next bump. But if we don't learn that lesson with one bump, then that same bump has to come back and bump us again, and again, and again, until we do learn it. After a while, as we get wiser and sort out our bumps, we discover that we have had two kinds of bumps. Bumps that we needed, and bumps that we did not need. Bumps that we bumped into, and bumps that bumped into us. That is, we discover the University of Hard Knocks is divided into two great colleges. The College of Needless Knocks, where we get our bad luck, and the College of Needful Knocks, where we get our good luck. We learn so slowly. It takes most of our lives to learn a few little lessons. Because we don't know what we have memorized. We only know what we have vitalized. We only know what we have lived. We will have finished our education when all the strife, discord, and evil have been pounded out of our lives, and when peace, harmony, love, wisdom, and understanding fill them. Thus eternity alone can finish our education. Let me not hear you complain about growing old. We are not growing old. We are growing eternally young. All our life up to today has been merely preparation for today. This is the greatest, wisest, happiest day in all our lives. As we overcome, we ascend the mountain of life. We rise above the legacy of our limitations. We rise above troubles and storms into the sunshine. We rise to life's mountain summit and see the night below us. We are little children, always growing up, but never finishing. We are called to keep on serving, to keep on overcoming, so that our days may be longer, stronger, happier, so that we may have all the good things of life. Now, the life of an adult is mainly routine. You and I and everybody must go on doing pretty much the same things over and over and over. Every day we have about the same round of duties. But if we go on doing just the same things, in the same way, over and over, just turning round and round in our places and not growing any, pretty soon we'll begin to shrivel and our bones will rattle. We must be learning and growing to hold our place. The worker must be getting a new vision of their craft or trade. The entrepreneur must be learning something new about their business. The parent must be getting a wider vision of parenting. And on it goes. Today, you and I want things beyond our reach. We just want them. Oh, how we want them. But a cruel fate won't let us have them. That cruel fate is our own smallness. We are not big enough. Grow greater and we get them. We have today all we can stand today. More would wreck us. Remember that no good thing will be withheld from them that grow great enough. Life is preparation, not pursuit. You see the person that is pursuing hardest? By and by they will wail, "Someone beat me to it." But we don't have to pursue anything. We just have to prepare for things. And as fast as we prepare, the things come to us and say, "Here we are, please have us." No great thing was ever done, save by great preparation. There are two kinds of people in the world, educated people and fools. The fools are the folks who have graduated and quit. After Thomas Edison invented the first phonograph, the world said, "Wonderful, wonderful, Mr. Edison has succeeded." Everybody believed Mr. Edison had succeeded, save one person. His name was Thomas Edison. He hadn't gotten to where he was by resting on his laurels. He went on succeeding. He went on working day and night. He went on making thousands of experiments. And today he is recognized as one of the world's greatest inventors. Were Edison alive today and you asked him, "Have you succeeded?" I am sure he would say, "My friends, I am only just beginning to do the things I hope yet to do. Everything I do today only lifts me higher to see how much more there is to be done tomorrow." The oldest person in every audience, if they be living and not vegetating, should be readiest to admit, "I am just beginning to learn." I wish I could impress upon you that all we have done up to today is just preparation for today. You and I are only children in God's great kindergarten, just learning our letters of life. It isn't hard to make young girls and boys believe that they are just beginning, but it is so hard to make us older boys and girls believe this. Our hair begins to get frosty or begins to wear off in spots, and we begin to say, "I'm getting old," and then we do get old. We age rapidly after that. We are exactly as old as we think. Age isn't birthdays, it is grunts. We quit work and fold our hands. We say, I've seen my best days, and we push forward the date of our funeral. Every time we say, my work is done, the undertaker greases his wagon. Don't make the world's mistake of thinking that the top of the barrel always means getting to the top in worldly honors. Don't think becoming greatest means getting the greatest pile of material things. Don't think only a few can become greatest. It is everybody's privilege, no, everybody's duty, to become greatest. Greatest not in getting, but in giving. Greatness merely means the ability to carry great loads and to bear great burdens. Greatness means giving great service. Every one of us has a talent. It matters not what. And when we have developed that talent to the highest possible efficiency, when we do with all our might what we have set our mind to do, when we give the greatest possible service out of our lives, we have become greatest by the divine definition. There is no greater success, nor greater happiness, nor greater eminence than just to be permitted, not compelled, to serve at the work we are best fitted to do. That is the top of the barrel. So quit fretting and worrying about the things you cannot get to do. Do the things with all your might that you can get to do. The world says some of us have golden gifts, some silver, but most of us have copper gifts. Yet when we have given all we have, there is a divine alchemy that transmutes every gift into gold. Everything becomes gold when given in a golden manner. Every work is drudgery when done selfishly. Every work becomes great and glorious when we put into it a great and glorious life. Have you ever been unhappy? I never knew one moment of real happiness until I turned around and tried to give some service out of my life. Grow greater and your troubles grow smaller. Are you unhappy in your work? Then you are working selfishly. You'll have to learn that greatness is not getting, but giving. My friends, do you feel like you are in the storm? Climb higher and you will come to the calm. Are you in the darkest night? Climb yet higher and you will come to the light. For the peace and the light are right above us, above the storm and night. And life is the journey from the storm and the night to the peace and light. I have been climbing my life mountain these many years. I have stumbled and fallen so many times. I have said, I cannot carry my burden longer. But now I find myself farther up the mountainside, and my eyes open wider, and I look back and see that all the bumps and bruises were lessons. All the rocks were steps in the great stairway that somehow had to be built to make me climb higher. Every day gets better, because every day we get a little farther up. Every day we look down upon some storms that used to terrify us. Every day we rise above the legacy of our limitations. None of these things move us now. Today is our best day, because today we are the highest up. So our last days of earth become our best. Someday my night will come. It will spread over the valley of material things. But I shall stand on life's mountaintop in the sunshine, looking up to discover that I am standing on just another shelf, on the side of the mountain of infinite unfolding. I shall have risen but the first mile. I shall have the millions of miles yet above me, far grander and never-ending as I rise through eternity.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.